pickleball. Good morning, Tom.
Excellent.
You're doing great. Well, I tell you what, we're talking pickleball today, folks, in case you didn't know. Whenever these two guys show up, athleticism will be discussed.
That's funny.
That's really funny.
Well, Kumar, I understand you just brought home a whole bunch of awards from Branson from pickleball.
Yeah,
How'd you do?
We did well. It was tough, but we survived. My partner, Levi's wife, is my partner in mixed doubles, and we managed to snag a silver medal in our division. Uh-huh. And then a friend from Tulsa and I partnered up, and we got men's silver also.
Sweet!
But we lost to teams with young legs and lightning-fast reflexes and couldn't keep up with them.
Now, I understand, gentlemen, we have a tournament coming up, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Next month.
Yeah, next month on October 15th through 17th at Hillcrest Country Club.
Same place as last year. Last year, guys, I got to tell you, I got to view, I think it was the mixed doubles. On Sunday. And when I came out there, I really did not know what to expect. But that complex was jam-packed full of folks having fun. I mean, there were pickleball courts as far as the eye could see. And people playing, and I got to tell you, it's got a pretty good pace. You know that, Ken.
Well, that's right. So we convert the three indoor tennis courts to 10 pickleball courts.
Yeah.
And when you've got 10 courts, four people per court, by my calculation, that's approximately 40 people playing pickleball simultaneously.
Plus all the spectators and the tournament people.
And you know what? It was really easy to watch. You could catch you could catch every court from just about any vantage point there.
That's right. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And if you think last year was packed, this year is going to be even more.
Wow. We had over 100 some last year.
We had approximately 175 players.
Yeah.
And from 10 different states, believe it or not. And then this year, we are right now sitting at about 230.
Wow.
Which is a significant growth from last year. And so basically what that tells me is that we had great ambassadors from last year for not only for the tournament but for the city of Bartlesville that want to come back and participate in the event again. So we gained some experience last year, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Your greeters, the folks who put you in, top-notch. They couldn't be family, could they?
Well, a couple of us have family members there.
Yeah.
And blessed, but we had great friends
who volunteered.
Yeah. And they went out of their way to, without
make
their help, we wouldn't be able to do that.
Now, Kent, this really does something for our community, too. It puts heads in beds. The restaurants get some business, and also the gas stations, grocery store, everybody, don't they?
Well, it really is an economic generator. And like Kumar said, when you're bringing people from multiple communities, many of them staying overnight, dining.
RV parks.
Yeah.
RV parks. Yeah, I forgot about those. Yeah.
And then even for the execution of the tournament itself, I mean, we've got sponsors, different ones who contribute to the we have a welcome pack that we give to everybody who comes, and we got product coming from all over the country. It's a lot of fun for people who make Bartlesville their home, and I think creates a lot of people who wish it was their home.
And our friend Maria Gus, she did an economic impact study last year, and it was for a 3-day event. It made a substantial impact, and the difference between a pickleball tournament versus most of the others, except for golf, is that you're bringing in adults, mostly adults with disposable income.
Mm-hmm.
That are coming in to spend their spare time here and enjoy the sport, enjoy the community, and the camaraderie, and so it's overall great for Bartlesville.
Maria told me one thing first week or two I was here in town. She says it all starts with a visit, and if that visit just happens to be here for pickleball, who knows? That might be your new home. Bartlesville might be a new home for your business you've been thinking about all your life, get to see what it's all about, but you don't know till you come here.
Absolutely.
Well, and I got to give kudos to Kumar and his team. He's got a pretty extensive planning team, but really I think the key to a successful tournament isn't just the number of medals you give out, because that's established well before people show up, but when people on the way out the door are saying they had a great time and they're not frustrated, And so, you know, a lot of that has to do with keeping the events on schedule, well coordinated, well communicated. And I mean, Kumar, you guys did a great job. Yeah. And that's probably the common compliment that I heard, was really how well run it was, especially for a first year tournament.
Yeah. And I got to give special thanks to Cindy Connolly. You know, she is she's the master of the software that runs the program, and she kept everybody on track. So it was. And kept them moving.
Flawless execution, I think, was the phrase I kept hearing. You got to like that, you know. Mm. And, you know, at the end of it, hey, that's one in a row. But, you know, now we're up to number two, and we're going to do even bigger and better. Oh. I like that, man.
Yeah, I mean, our holdback, you know, we said 230 this year. If we had double the number of courts, we can double the number of players.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just need facilities. You know, as it is, this is the largest tournament in Northeast Oklahoma.
It is.
So we could make it even bigger. Make it big, put Bartlesville on the pickleball map, and it's the fastest growing sport in the country.
It is.
So why don't we get there?
Now, I understand this was not in the Northeast, but the Northwest. Somebody designed this game called pickleball, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It was in the Bainbridge Island back in the early 60s.
Yeah.
Couple of dads, maybe four of them, were bored with their kids and didn't know what to do, and they came up with this crazy idea, and the rest is history.
You know something, Kat? I was told that this is a little bit slower than tennis. It's not. I Kumar told me, he said, yeah, that ball go a few miles per hour, won't it? I saw a few whizzing by him going, these folks are having fun.
And on top of that, this year, you know, as of late, especially the pro players, they're starting to add some spin to their serves, and so you got ball spinning and going in all different directions, and it's getting very creative these days.
Creative is a good word. I like that.
Yeah,
it is a fun game. I think it seems to me like maybe the majority of the people come to the game from a recreational standpoint, but there is so much competition, and I mean, it seems like just about every day of the week there's a live competition you can watch. Online one way or another.
Yeah, there are tournaments happening almost every weekend all over the country. I mean, pro tournaments and just regular tournaments.
Now, what's our dates for this one again?
October 15th through 17th, and you all are welcome to come and witness the action and the fun.
Okay, do we have a website where people can go and maybe find out more, or perhaps even register, or do we even have registration?
Well, at this point, most of the skill groups, unfortunately, are closed.
Closed, yeah, I figured.
Because, you know, we have to set some limits as to the number based on the facility. But pickleballtournaments.com is the website that manages the tournament. Mm-hmm. And just search for Bartlesville Fall Classic, and you'll find it. And you can see the number of players. The matches will be scheduled on that. The results will be posted in it. And so, yeah, that's how we go. Mm-hmm. And then we will probably live stream some of the, especially the medal matches, but on the Bartlesville Pickleball page, Facebook page.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, get ready, folks. That's going to take some pretty good camera action. I know it's going to be a lot of fun, but this is really good. Right there in the middle of October, my favorite month of the year. The weather is nice, and it isn't too cool, and it just gives Bartlesville a good look. You really picked a good time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the end of the fall break, so that kind of stops certain people with young children from coming, but that's perfect for others to take the time off and come play. I would like to say big thank you to Hillcrest Country Club for hosting us. And this year, they have upgraded the lights indoors, and they've gone all LED lights. So it's going to be nice and bright, and there cannot be any excuses now.
Yeah, big improvement.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of compliments, we've got a great team of sponsors. Naturally, anytime we put on an endeavor like this, it takes a lot of resources outside the clubs, and we've been very fortunate to have the support of numerous sponsors. Arvis Bank is our lead sponsor, and we've got sponsors for each of the courts. I think last year, after the experience that our sponsors had, most of them were eager to step back in and sign up again.
Yeah, and we have some new sponsors as well, and we're doing some new things this year that'll be fun and exciting.
Oh, yeah?
For example, we're going to have a company from Arkansas do photo booths.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple photo booths at the facility, and And we're also going to set up a large tent outside for just spectators and just for people to relax. And so, yeah, it'll be fun.
Kind of a chill lounge.
Yeah, that's right, chill lounge, yeah, if you want to call it that.
This is going to be fun. And, of course, this is our second annual Fall Classic here at Bartlesville, and it's going to be the 15th through the 17th of October, and it's going to be at Hillcrest Country Club. Beautiful setting for really just about anything, but especially for this, the indoor courts. Oh, I mean, I just really marveled at how that was pulled off last year. And just how smooth, as you mentioned, it went last year. I can't wait to see how well it runs this year. It's going to be great.
Yep. Yeah, we're excited. We're looking forward to it. We thank our community for making that possible for us.
You know, when that game first came up about the aldermen were talking about putting a pickleball court down by the YMCA. You mm-hmm. know, and folks were kind of scratching their head, you know, well, what is this sport?
Yeah.
And slowly but surely it started catching on. Well, it caught on pretty quick around here.
Right.
Because we have people here at the radio station who play. Yeah. And their relatives who play,
yep.
too.
Yep.
So, you know, I hear about it. And one of these days.
Well, the city was gracious enough to include that in the Geobond election
yes.
last October. And it passed. Thank you for the voters. And so we're just hoping that the two courts at Johnson Park will be enclosed sooner than later.
There you go.
Because we need it. We need it bad.
That's yeah. right.
But this sport is not only very fun to play, and it's really not age prohibitive. I would think that as long as you still got some mobility, it's a good way to get some exercise. Especially if you're doing doubles, you're going to be fine. But it's also fun to watch.
yeah.
I'm good at watching.
Yeah,
I watch a lot of things.
I mean, I've seen players in their 90s playing.
Yep.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I mean, there are some large tournaments that are based on age classification, and there are some age groups that are 80-plus, 90-plus. So they're competing in this. Yeah.
Well, and explain the 50-50.
Yeah, we have a new event this year on Friday, the 15th. We call it 50-50, which is mixed doubles. One player is a male, one player is a female, and one of the two has to be over the age of 50, and then the partner has to be under the age of 50. So that'll be another new and fun event that we came up with for this year, and in addition to singles that day.
Well, golly, that is going to be a lot of fun. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for coming in, Kent.
Oh, you're welcome.
And also, Kumar. And once again, it is October 15th to the 17th, and it's going to be at Hillcrest Country Club. And we go to pickleballtournament.com for more information. Just look up Bartlesville Fall Classic, correct?
That is correct.
All
and
right.
Tom, thank you for having us
yeah.
here.
Hey,
that
my pleasure. Fun. This is always a good time. And I can't wait to get out of the house and cover it. This is going to be a lot of fun. All right, folks, you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust at AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now at FM 95.1. We're here.